Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Now, Maggie, you are going to be interviewing a guy from the National Isle of Wight Poo Museum.
I certainly am. His name is Daniel, and he is from the Poo Museum, and he's an expert. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, and nice to be on the show.
Thank you for coming. So tell me, Poo Museum, I presume it has poo in it.
That's one thing it does have plenty of, yes. You looked a little sceptical there when you said that.
So is it poo from various creatures? Are they modern day creatures? Are they old creatures? Are they dinosaurs? What?
Well, we are still a very small museum in spite of our grand name that we've given ourselves, but there's lots and lots of stuff packed in there. So as you say, there's modern-day poos of all sorts of different species, from wombats to wallabies to dogs, shark, and there's also, going right back in prehistory, what's known as coprolites. So these are fossilised poos that have been donated to us from around the world.
Ah, so I presume the wombat poo has been donated from somewhere.
Yes, that one came from some very nice folks in Tasmania. And that's one of our star attractions, actually, because as maybe some of your listeners might know, wombats are the only creatures known to us that do cubic poos. So,
do they know this?
Do the wombats know? I presume they have some kind of an inkling, because they do about 100 of them every night. They're nocturnal, and so they have to get 100 cubic poos out of a round anus, because so, their bottoms are round like the rest of us.
Ouch is what comes to mind, yes. So you say you've got some fossilised poo.
Yes.
How do you find that?
Well, quite early on, after opening, because we set up in 2016 as a mobile exhibition, originally in what was the Isle of Wight Zoo, and there was a massive amount of publicity. We didn't have any fossilised poo at the time, but we had a lot of different poos, partially, many of them came from the Isle of Wight Zoo itself, others we'd collected in ourselves in the countryside in different countries. But then suddenly there was a massive amount of publicity which went around the world. And we were contacted by a chap called George Franson, and he's got the world's biggest collection of fossilised poos. And he's such a nice chap, and he just sent some over from his own collection in the post. He's based in Florida, and he sent us a wonderful fossilised crocodile poo, about 20 million years old, among many others.
Wow. What do you put on your import notice on your envelope, eh?
Yeah, it's brilliant filling in official documentation, because it's a bit like the name. It's kind of very serious, but that's what makes it even funnier. So when I've had to do international bank transfers and things for imports of poo, the bankers just love it when they ask what it's for, and I say, oh, this is for a pile of elk droppings or something like that. So, yeah, obviously we have to say what it's for, but that's half the fun.
Interesting. So you're here over the weekend, are you?
Yes, we'll be here for both days in the tourism tent.
And if people wanted to come and see, if they weren't here at the show, where would they come and find you?
Well, our actual museum is based in Sandown Barrack Battery, which is this wonderful old Victorian fort, which was quite dilapidated, but we've done our best to repair part of it in a deal with the Isle of Wight Council, who've been very helpful to us, getting us going. Yes, you can come and find us there. There's parking opposite in the Heights Leisure Centre car park.
Terrific. So have you got a website?
We have, yeah. Just look up poomuseum.org. Or we've just put Poo Museum in. It will come up. There are not many.
That's very, very interesting. Thank you very much indeed for interviewing. And we'll let you get back to your poo, and I'll hand you back to the mobile studio, Obi-Wan.
Cheers. Thank you, Maggie. That was probably the funniest and most bizarre conversation I've heard for a while.
It was fantastic,
wasn't it? Brilliant.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.